regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's going on, everybody? This is Terrence Pops Peg D at Redonkulous.com. Good Pop showed up today because Bad Pop screwed him on the laundry, and we're here to talk about Dink, Think, and Speak today.
Well, I'm glad my universal translator works. That was Toby with a special introduction. Make sure you leave a tip.
Now, what do you suggest we do? Spank it.
And today we're talking about dick thinking. And if you're stupid enough, you'll actually voice them out loud. Don't make any excuses now. We've all done this. I've done it myself. So if you came here today to enjoy a little beer or some booze and some self-deprecating humor, you are in the right place. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of these to get through, so start drinking. I'm gonna rattle them off.
She's okay.
If you said that out loud, you're only trying to convince yourself because everyone around you knows it's not. And all you really need to do to prove this is give it a little bit of time. Because that mask of crazy, well, they only can really wear that for a maximum of 2 years. Now, I'm not saying they can't wear it longer. Been there, done that, and got my dog killed. Space Ghost is on.
I'm gonna walk my dog back to the shed. He's got rabies so bad, I'm gonna shoot him dead.
Oh my God!
She's different!
In the head. She's so different, she actually needs head med, screen 5. This is an SOP from Mr. P-O-P-P, so write this down. Next time you're dating and you have to use her restroom and take a pee-pee, pull out your phone, open the medicine cabinet, take some pictures of the pills, and Google them later.
Wait, what's this one? For crazy twat waffles? That's hilarious.
Now, if any of these are head meds, you need to do a bail situation, which is bang, and immediately leave. When? And if you're really smart, you would have gave her a fake name. I'm Chief Kick-A-Bitch from Slap-A-Hoe Nation. You want to take a gamble on this fucking crap stable?
She's good people.
Is she? Is she really? Did you do the research on that? I'm betting you did. Now, this is going to get me a lot of trouble. But one of the worst things you can ever do while on this planet is take a woman at her word. Modern women love to lie, especially when it comes to ex-husbands and boyfriends. So you need to actually be the criminal justice system where you trust but verify. I trusted a woman one time and I lost half my shit and wound up living out of my car.
I know, but it'll be different with me.
Maybe you won't live out of your car. It'll be a refrigerator box. That's how it'll be different. Dudes, all you really gotta do is listen to what these women say about their exes, and they will literally tell on themselves. Because one day, she'll say the exact same stories about you, except it'll be to your friends and family. And if you think they won't believe her and take her side because you're related by blood, guess again. You date or marry a woman like this, you will find out who your real friends are.
She gave her word.
Without accountability and self-reflection, her word equals precisely dick. And I guess that explains her hobby, screen 5.
Happy wife, happy life.
Has there ever been a bigger lie told to men? Ever? I'll wait. What this does is it takes 100% of the responsibility to keep this crazy bitch happy on your shoulders. And if you fall short, everyone will crucify you.
Always the man's fault.
Shallow validation has never been easier for a woman to find in today's world. All she really has to do is go on TikTok.
If he's on the toilet longer than 2 minutes, he's cheating on you. If he wanted to, he would. You shouldn't have to ask for your water bottle to be filled. He should just automatically read your mind and know that you want your water bottle filled.
You're not even having a fight. You're being diagnosed by an armchair psychiatrist of some type. Once you get labeled toxic and misogynistic just for holding boundaries, it's over. Boundaries? Well, they're empowering for her, but toxic for you. Happy wife, happy life. My ass! I got a better solution. Happy spouse, happy house. And maybe people won't get divorced as much. Maybe if you both wanted some peace, life wouldn't feel like war.
She didn't mean it.
Yes, she did. Space Ghost is on yet again. It doesn't matter what you got hanging down here. We all say reprehensible bullshit from time to time. We all like to blame it on being pants shitting drunk. Not that I know anything about that, just saying. But here's the rub without the tug. When you're drunk, you say shit you mean. You just don't do it ordinarily.
Are we gonna die?
Yep.
This, if you have enough of it, is a truth serum. This has broken up way more marriages than I can count. Fuck you, bro!
A few moments later.
I'm sorry. I'll be better because I'm different and you love me.
We are going to counseling!
Counseling is just an emotional concentration camp for men!
Here you go.
What's this?
Your express ticket to Meowschwitz.
Ah, fuck, man. Why do you think most of these counselors are divorced women? Hey, I'm just saying. You know what they say about divorced women? Misery loves company. So if you agree to counseling, just pack your bags because you're going on one hell of a guilt trip.
I'm sure it was an accident.
Yeah, of course that was an accident when you tripped and fell on the penis 220 times in a 5 to 7 minute period with 3 flops out, one of which you reinserted. Total accident. And I forgot, after you put it back in, you called him daddy and accepted a delivery of seed right to the warehouse. Space Ghost is on. Now let's just be honest, when it comes to this kind of shiata with modern women, there are no accidents.
Holy Jesus. What is that? What the fuck is that?
I know, but...
This is a conversation that kicks off when one of your friends actually tries to help you. Let's just say he knew her in college. The real her. Not the polished turd that she presented to you. I'm talking about the frequent flyer holder on the rooster roller coaster. More cock! That's what I'm talking about.
More cock!
You will hear the truth and then promptly follow it up with, but that is you presenting your derriere to the dildo of consequences, which will show up unlubed. Sorry. Any dude that could hear the truth and run the opposite direction is either a Democrat, a lost cause, or perhaps both.
How many genders are there, Harry?
How many genders are there?
What's the leak? I'm gonna use Joe Biden's answers, at least two.
And why is it that we always make excuses for these treacherous bitches? Perhaps it has something to do with the next one. Not like I know anything about it.
The sex is great!
Good sex will wipe out a man's common sense for entirely too long. Especially if you haven't reached the age of reason, which is 34. You wake up one day and you're like, wow, those titties are really nice, but... who's gonna pay this deductible? And how long have I been here? 3 years. I'm so fucked. And the thing is, women know how to do this. And to say they don't weaponize it is bullshit. You could be 100% right. You can have righteousness on your side. Lightning is about to strike her. And she just reaches across, grabs your cock, and you're like, okay. We've all been there.
Oh, that's not right.
No.
And here's the most fucked up part. We know they're doing it, and we still let them get away with it. What is wrong with us? We want the cheetah flip sex. We want the pepper grinder. We are so consumed with that, we will sacrifice our goddamn dignity on the altar of pussy. Now, every dude out there knows I'm right, and you're thinking, wow, should I subscribe to this wise idiot? Yes, you should. Do it now. Now, if you want the extra special perks, not those kind, QR code is on the screen.
Come on. Do it. Do it!
I'm sure it's funny now. I'm out of the game. I don't care anymore. But please consider how serious this actually is. The sex is great has turned men in current year into slaves for life.
I can afford it.
If you have to say that out loud, chances are you can't. And with women, it's always the small transactions on the back end that really get you. Don't believe me? Ask any man who has ever remodeled a house with his woman. It starts off with a quote for $10,000 to $15,000. When it's over, you're 50 G's in the hole, and not the good kind with hair on it. So do yourself a favor, gentlemen. Next time you're south of 8 Mile playing the whore Monica, read the fine print.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine, son of a bitch.
The next one goes all the way back to the beginning of the show. Let's say it together.
She loves me.
Who exactly are you trying to convince with that statement? Your friends or the dude's face you shave in the mirror? I think we all know the answer, so let's drink.
Bolsheviks?
No, not that. Shut up. Let's break this down into two camps. You have God and dogs in one hand, women in the other. Well, the dogs and God love you unconditionally. Women love you on demand. And as soon as you no longer meet that demand, you are gone. She's going to pull a Tarzan and swing from your cock to the next one and then make you pay for it. Now, this next one is becoming more and more common, especially with all of the crazy-ass divorces that are going on.
Her husband, well, he was a bad man.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure about that? Now, let's be honest. There are three sides to every story. Her side, the ex's side, and then the truth. Now, if you have both sides of the story, you can figure out the third one. Now, if all you've heard was, he was abusive and all he did was drink. That's right. Bullshit flag on the play. Do you actually think that she's going to tell you the absolute truth first time go? Of course she's not. Women live by two words, plausible deniability. If you can't prove it 100%, they will gaslight the shit out of you to avoid that truth.
Her children are okay. They don't come before me.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. Any dude courting a single mother will say this in the early phase while the cheetah flips are still going on. And you believe it because you're dick thinking, you stupid idiot. As soon as she believes that you're locked down, the gloves and the mask come off. Because after that, all you have to do is try to discipline those kids one time, and you're in for a rude awakening. Those kids, well, they'll turn into Conan the Barbarian, and she'll turn into Red Sonja. And you'll be pushing the wheel of pain.
I shouldn't have married that bitch.
Well, yeah, but she was abandoned by the baby daddy.
Bullshit! Let's just be honest here. Most single mothers are single mothers by choice. So she weaponized the system to kick him out while raping his wallet and calling it empowerment. And then, this is even better, she goes on the internet, whines and complains about it for clout, and people tell her how strong and brave she is. Yeah, right. Now, I'm not talking about the dudes that come home and monkey stop their women all the time, or do all kinds of actual reprehensible shit. Fuck those guys. And of course, we're not talking about widows. You didn't sign up for that. Fate just hammered you, that's all. I'm talking about the women who use their downstairs clown car to rape the system and take our tax dollars. In fact, I did a whole video about this called System Surfers.
I want to give a shout out to my kids' real daddies. Thank you, government, for putting me on.
These women will claim to be poor, but when they put in their part-time job and all of their assets, they are out-earning a man with a high school degree 2-1. Newsflash, modern women, you are not oppressed. You are the privileged oppressors.
How dare you?
She's worth the investment.
Getting married today is like gambling half your shit to keep a crazy bitch happy until she dies. Do you have any idea how ludicrous that sounds? You see this coin? It's got two sides. The winning side and then the suicide. Need I say more?
I trust her.
So said the judge who found out all four of his kids were not his. Just saying.
I have been married for 51 years. Got two sons, 42 and 40. Them deadbeats. I'm still supporting the little boogers. Needed to take a test to see if any of us had a kidney good enough for my brother. Found out something interesting. They ain't my kids. They're somebody else's.
If you speak these words out loud, you better be able to bet your immortal soul on it. Because if you do, and you bet wrong, you are fucked! And not in a good way.
She's not after my money.
I got a newsflash for you dudes. Even the good women are after your money. And you know what? Don't really care, because that's how it's supposed to be.
What?
If we enter into a long-term relationship, we know the deal, and we are in it to win it. We know the cost, and we intend on paying it. That is called love, and perhaps you should try it sometime. Screen 5. Now, there's always a caveat, and this is a big one. There are women out there expect you to be a zillionaire to provide them with their lifestyle. And what do they bring in return? Jack and shit and a worn-out pussy. There are women out there that actually believe earning 6 or 7 figures is normal. Wait a minute, I misspoke. Scratch that. They think that is the bare minimum.
How much should a guy earn for you to date him?
Over 500k, close to a million. If he doesn't, I'm not gonna say yes, do you hear me?
Bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
The bare minimum?
A man opens the door for me. Bare minimum. Pays for my meal. Bare minimum. Compliments me. Says that I look good in the dress that I'm wearing. Bare minimum.
Those women are delusional, and we all know where they wind up.
Your house or mine?
Her house. Always her house. Don't even consider bringing her to your house until you've done the 90-day crazy gate. Now listen, if she is crazy and then she knows where you live, you are so fucked. That's how you catch a charge, bro. You get your house set on fire or your tires slashed. You might get chased down with a bat full of gutter nails, or 5 dudes named Tito come and kick your ass. And why? Because one of those dudes actually is her boyfriend.
Oh.
He found out about you, and instead of taking accountability, she looked him in the face and go, he essayed me. When? And that is the number one reason why women accuse men of rapé. Fight me, bro. Space Ghost is on. That is the number one falsely reported crime, period. Ask a cop. I've heard this hundreds of times from various other police I've known. Of course, they're off the record. They won't tell you officially, but that's the truth.
He's right.
We're down to the final two, and I just can't wait for that last one.
She's not a bimbo. She's intelligent.
So said the man right before he speed-bagged both titties with nipples. All you dick thinkers need to have this embroidered on your jacket so we can avoid you for the next 10 years until you pull your head out of your asses. Get back, Tom. I don't want that dick thinker rubbing off on me. Goddamn freezing! Space Ghost!
You are fined one homo suspicion point for violation of the Man Code Morality Statute.
Well, I saw that coming, son of a bitch. Now, is she possibly really intelligent? Of course. Does that make her more of a threat? You bet your ass it does. Intelligent people know how to weaponize the system. In fact, I made a whole course about it. Now, I know you're gonna say, Pop, this is so unethical. Well, it is. So what, comma? I don't fucking care.
Wah.
Dudes, here's the truth. If you really like her, it doesn't matter if she's smart or a bimbo, I'm just saying. If she's warm feminine and brings peace to your life, it doesn't really fucking matter now, does it? Now, women, before you get quick with a quim, we are not intimidated by intelligent women. Just saying. We are turned off by argumentative twats. If I do something and you call it toxic, and you do the same thing and you call it empowering, guess what? You're not intimidating. You're insufferable. You should probably learn how to tell the difference before you wind up with that permanent table for one in Box Wine and Catland.
Finally, some peace and wine. At least the cats get us.
And the last one on the list, and I've been waiting for this one, I've said it myself.
Hold up, bro, I can fix her.
She's an electoral zombie!
I can fix her!
Come on!
What exactly are you gonna do? Wave your magic wand in her face and have her unsuck all those cocks? Huh? Are you magically gonna be able to convert this lying lich into a beauty who's honest, caring, and wants peace in your life? Fuck no, you're not. And why is that? Well, it boils down to accountability. If she's not willing to take accountability, she will never change and be able to become those things. If she really wanted to be those things, she'd already be there. And she wouldn't expect you to fix all of the toxic bullshit she already went through just so you can get a crack at the hot pocket. She made all of the mistakes, takes none of the blame, and you still have to pay for it.
Fuck that shit!
Or you can simply pick a direction that's emotionally stable for you and fuck off in that direction. It turns out once you turn off the paved road to pussy, all the other roads, they lead to Space Ghost. You can never fix her. She needs to want to fix herself and be willing to put in the work. And if she thinks it's up to you to make her happy and keep her happy, you never will. You are fighting a losing game and you have a lot to lose here, gentlemen. The system is not on your side and it will not ride to your rescue. And if that system rides to her rescue, it is you against the world.
Some research indicates that up to 70% of the domestic violence allegations are considered false. Literature purports that the prevalence of false accusations is up to 84%, and approximately 85% of those are issued against men. Even if we go with the lower figure of 70%, this means that over two-thirds of the accusations are fabricated.
Those are pretty shitty odds. I would never bet on those. What I will bet is I spoke a lot of truth here today, and I want to know your thoughts. Comment below, please. And again, if you like what we're doing, hit the like and subscribe button and share this channel with your friends. And if you have not set up a Rumble account or one on one of the other alt tech video sites, you're fucking up by the numbers. If you're watching this on YouTube, you need to understand this is the only platform where we are not growing. Let that sink in.
I think someone's been having some fun with you.
With that being said, I'm done with my beer. I'm not queer. I'm not taking the rear. And look, I'm out of here.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. Just ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
Were there men before you that didn't have to wait for the punani and you had to?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that says everything.
I had a chick try to pull that on me once and I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Thanks. I don't even care anymore, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. This is what I'm talking, like, years and years ago.
Yeah.
She tried that on me, and I was like, oh, you are foolishly assuming that you are the only name on my roster.
Next.
Space Ghost is on.
See you later. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're my apprentice.